This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Most of us, industrial and graphic designers aside, probably don't give fonts too much thought, unless it's something egregious like Comic Sans. But there are some go-tos in the world of typeface. Times New Roman, Arial, Calibri, also Helvetica. Helvetica is everywhere, but it has just come in for a redesign of sorts. Arial Partis wrote about it for Wired. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Do me a favor and place Helvetica in the font pantheon for me, would you?
Helvetica is one of the most popular fonts in the world. It makes up the branding material for companies like American Apparel and American Airlines. It's used in the New York City subway system. Our federal income tax forms are printed in Helvetica.
Wow, I had no idea, and I don't know how that makes me feel about Helvetica or our tax forms. okay, but apparently now they're in the transition to this digital age that we have been going through the past couple of decades. There are problems with Helvetica and getting it from typeset to screen.
That's exactly right. Helvetica was originally created in 1957 by a pair of Swiss designers, but then in 1982 it gets digitized for the first time. And there are some problems with that digitization. One of the problems here is that the font begins to look very scrunched up in small sizes. Some designers have called this Helvetica's micro-challenged characteristic. And so when you look at currencies, for example, like the pound sterling, they're really, really hard to read on smaller sizes. And that's a problem in our modern context as we're increasingly reading things on tiny, tiny screens, like, for example, the screen of an Apple Watch.
So how does this company that owns, I guess, the licensing rights, and I want to talk about making money off of Helvetica, but how does the company that owns these licensing rights, it's a company called Monotype, how do they go about fixing it?
Yeah, so Monotype has embarked on this long quest to redesign Helvetica for the modern age, and they've come up with a family of fonts that they call Helvetica Now, which are designed to work well in small sizes. But they've also introduced a new version of Helvetica that's designed to pop in larger sizes, and a version called Now Text, which is designed to be the sort of workforce for any context.
Tell me then how this company makes money, because, I mean, I guess it's intellectual property, right?
Yeah, well, fonts aren't free. In fact, there's big business around licensing typefaces, particularly to companies. And part of what's interesting about the story of Helvetica is that in the past 10 years, a lot of these companies have moved toward creating their own custom fonts. And part of that is to relieve some of the problems with Helvetica not showing up well on small screens or large screens. But part of it is also that it's just a cost-saving measure. IBM was reportedly spending over $1 million every year on licensing fees for Helvetica. So now that it has its own custom font, you know, that's potentially a big money-saving measure.
Sure. So to that business end of a thing, and, you know, companies spending money on licensing fonts, do you think this rebrand, this revitalization of Helvetica is going to work? Is it going to get, you know, companies back in the fold, as it were?
I think it remains to be seen. Part of the way that the designers at Monotype have described this facelift is very romantic. It's about getting people to fall back in love with Helvetica.
Wow.
But sort of like falling in love, it's something you can't force. We'll just have to see what happens.
True. Too true. So having done this research and written this piece now, do you have a favorite font? Do you tend toward Helvetica or the new one? I mean, what's your preference?
I think for the average person, the difference between the old Helvetica is perhaps not that discernible.
Well, yeah, but you didn't answer the question. Which one do you like best?
I think Helvetica Now is pretty good.
All right. There you go. Arial Partis, she's a senior associate editor at Wired, writing about the new Helvetica font and the business of it, actually. Arial, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.